This is an FAQ boo from Alison Bass, or Bass, I don't know how you pronounce it, who's a senior lecturer in journalism at Mount Holyoke College. Again, I may well have pronounced that wrong, but Alison, you are asking me about teaching my students to blog, and let's just read it out. I noticed that you have your students blog throughout your online journalism course, and I was wondering, what do you ask them to blog about? My students are also required to create a blog, but I tend to give them specific questions to blog about. And she's curious what other instructors do. Well, there's a history to this, really, which is probably worth going into, which is a reason why I'm recording this as an audio boot. The first time I asked students to blog was probably a good few years ago, and I seem to recall that the first year I actually asked them to, I think they did specialist blogs, so each student blogged about something individual, so one might write a fashion blog, one might write a music blog, and so on. And I also asked them to write, to blog about online journalism itself. Now, in practice, they mainly focused on the kind of niche blogging. They didn't do much reflection at all. And so although the actual blogs were okay, it kind of lacked that reflection on the medium itself. And they tended to revert to traditional print journalism, but it just happened to be on a blog. So the following year, I explicitly got them to blog about a particular topic, and I gave each one of them a different topic. So one person had to blog about, for example, podcasting, another one had to blog about forums, another one had to blog about user-generated content, and so on. And that seemed to work a lot better. They had something specific to look at. Some were harder than others, but some did better than others. In fact, I remember one guy in particular who blogged very well about a very tough subject. So I think that was about Q&As or something like that, and he got in touch with people from Sky and so on. So that worked well, but I think I then moved away from that format. I changed it again, and my memory's failing me now, but basically between there and now, what happened was we moved towards a live newsroom that ran throughout the semester. I think early on they ran a live newsroom for 1 week, and the rest of the time they were blogging and so on. So when that happened, when they moved to a live newsroom, a live news website that ran throughout the semester, then the blogs had to act as effectively supporting that. So what happened was they were producing a news website about Birmingham and environmental issues in Birmingham, and their blog was really supporting them as a journalist. So their blog was about the stories that they were working on, about the processes, maybe stuff that they wouldn't put in a news article. So that's really been the format ever since. I think for the last 3 years, really, that's how I've asked students to blog. I've asked them to blog about their work as a journalist. I've asked them to blog about the stories that they're covering, but to kind of provide other angles and to blog about things that they're reading about. So really anything that you wouldn't necessarily put in a standard news article. And I think that seems to have worked particularly well this year, because the students are getting into the habit of reading around their subject area, and thinking about methods and blogging about the practice of online journalism and what they're experimenting with. And that kind of experimental aspect, I think, is really important. And the blog provides a really useful space for experimentation and also for link blogging. Probably what's key to that is, and I think what's worked this year, is perhaps the class on blogging focused on social capital and focused on the blog as a space for experimentation. And they seem to have latched onto that, and they are blogging quite effectively, I think, in that way. They are experimenting, they are kind of taking it on and trying different things, and they've got a space to talk about that. And it's very useful for me as a lecturer, obviously, to see what they think about what they're doing and where I'm getting things right, and sometimes where I'm getting things wrong. So I hope that answers the question in terms of what I asked them to blog about. In a nutshell, I asked them to blog about everything else that they can't put in a news article.